From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. China has confirmed North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met in Beijing with China's President Xi Jinping. The unofficial visit taking place from Sunday to Tuesday. China said Mr. Kim pledged to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula, while the two countries said they'll deepen their friendship. Mr. Xi also accepted an invitation to visit the North. Tufts University Assistant Professor Sung-Yun Lee said such a visit was bound to happen as Mr. Kim tries to reset the geopolitical chessboard.
Which is basically to be able to coax Seoul, Washington, Tokyo, and Beijing for a summit meeting as the leader of a veritable nukes are us state. And that means getting all those powers to pay up.
James Kim of the Seoul-based Asan Institute for Policy Studies said South Korean reaction is mixed.
Half of the people here are worried about the possibility that Kim Jong-un was able to negotiate some sort of a way out from the sanctions. There's also the possibility that he was able to get much-needed support from China, perhaps to get some assurance from China that China will be there to support Kim Jong-un.
China said it briefed President Donald Trump on the visit. The White House said it remains in close contact with its allies, South Korea and Japan. The trip comes ahead of an inter-Korean summit next month and a proposed U.S.-North Korea meeting. The Trump administration says it will end a program allowing Liberians in the U.S. to avoid deportation. But the deferred and forced departure program set to expire Saturday will be extended for a year as part of a wind-down effort because of conflicts in the 1990s. Some Liberians already in the U.S. were allowed to stay longer and work. Similar protections for Salvadorans, Haitians, and Nicaraguans have been ended. This is VOA News. The fallout from the poisoning of a former Russian double agent in Britain continues. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis called the use of a nerve agent against Sergei Skripal and his daughter an act of attempted murder. London said Kremlin was complicit. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said other countries have followed Britain and the U.S. in expelling Russian diplomats.
As of this morning, over 25 countries all around the world have expelled 150 Russian intelligence officers hiding under diplomatic cover in their countries.
NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the alliance has ordered seven Russians to leave their posts in Brussels.
This is a broad, strong, and coordinated international response. And as part of that response, NATO is unified in taking further steps.
British Prime Minister Theresa May said she's pleased with the response.
Obviously, I welcome the international support that we have garnered in this. Although, as I said in the House yesterday, this isn't just a matter of the UK's position and working with the UK. It's, I think, in the national security interests of the individual countries concerned.
Russia has denied any role in the March 4th attack, has called the West response provocative, and vowed to retaliate. Angry Russians rallied in the Siberian city of Kemerovo following Sunday's shopping mall blaze that killed 64, including more than 40 children. Many of the victims were trapped inside the inferno by locked doors. President Vladimir Putin flew to the scene of the carnage, placing flowers at a makeshift memorial. He decried what he called administrative negligence and vowed to track down those responsible. The UN Security Council renewed the mandate of the peacekeeping mission to the Democratic Republic of Congo and tasked it with helping to prepare the way for delayed presidential elections scheduled for December. MONUSCO will remain at least until March 2019. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley scolded the Security Council Tuesday over its inability to implement a 30-day ceasefire in Syria.
And we cannot take these actions because instead of calling out how Assad, Russia, and Iran made a mockery of our calls for a ceasefire, too many members of this council wanted to wait. This is a travesty.
Russia hit back, saying it was the only country working to turn the ceasefire into a reality on the ground. The U.S. and South Korea said they've reached agreement in principle on overhauling a six-year-old free trade pact, with details expected soon. It's expected to exempt Seoul from stiff U.S. tariffs on imported steel. Myanmar's parliament Wednesday elected a staunch ally of de facto leader and state councillor Aung San Suu Kyi as president. Win Myint was approved by both chambers of parliament for the role after his predecessor, Tin Kyaw, suddenly stepped down last week, citing a need for rest. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.